Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back in. Early break on the ticket. Nick Stainer filling in for Jake Sorensen alongside Steve Sipple, Bill Bush, as usual. Segment two sponsored by our friends at Ruhlman's Steakhouse, the go-to place,
Phil,
for a great meal in between Lincoln and Omaha, just off Highway 6 in Ashland. Make plans to join them for Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with options like Cobb smoked ham, certified Angus beef prime rib, Belgian waffles, and so much more. Call 402-780-8887 to reserve your spot today, or you can email them at ruhlmanphillip@gmail.com. Once again, our friends at Ruhlman Steakhouse, just off Highway 6 in Ashland.
Phil will have a big... You better get in there early. We know we dealt with this a while back and thinking there might be some cancellations. There's not. No one cancels, Phil. And so we thought there might be a chance, Bill, to get in there for Easter. No chance, because no one misses it. So the Mother's Day will probably be sold out today. Mm-hmm. So we better get on that one fast. Also, the waffles. I've never heard of, you know, of anything like Iceland waffles. It's always Belgium.
Is there Iceland waffles?
I don't know. I've never heard.
There are not. There's
all
only,
I've ever heard of
only
is Belgian waffles.
Brazilian so
is that the only,
waffles?
That the, what's that?
Brazilian
you waffles?
Waffles?
Never. No, never hear of it. Not one time.
Belgium.
Oh, Ukraine waffles. No.
Belgium just like
Belgian
killed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Belgian
waffles.
Yes,
it's not Belgium.
No, it is Belgian.
What
the country?
The country's name is Belgium. The waffles name is Belgian.
Didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I thought it was the country.
No.
I always thought it was
the
country.
We're on the same. Me and Bill. Yeah. Are the same.
Yeah. They are spelled
Belgium waffles.
It is Belgian. Belgian.
So what's a Belgian?
Really
no one knows what
up.
It is. So you've been saying it, Swim. You don't even know what it is.
At least I knew what it is. At least I wasn't with, out here saying.
I'm going to say right now, if we go back to roll call and say which ones thought it was Belgium,
right.
would be 99%. 99%.
Here is the
Belgian waffles. Belgian waffles?
Yeah.
So
Eggo waffles, yes.
This
I know
is,
what those are.
This is where it comes from. Belgian waffles are a European treat characterized by their lighter batter, larger squares, and deeper pockets compared to American waffles. They are often thicker and fluffier with a slight crunch from pearl sugar. The name comes from the Belgem brand, promoted by a Brussels waffle vendor, and was popularized at the 1964 New York World's Fair.
So nothing to do with Belgium.
Doesn't appear so.
Oh, God. This is a rough day for us. All
I'm
going to
say we're in the 90.
Years.
I'm saying we're in the 90 percentile.
Yeah.
Of everyone thinking that it was Belgium waffles had to do with Belgium.
Yeah.
I think it does. It's so Belgian is those from.
It sounded like what you read there that it actually you said different than American waffles. So this isn't
is
just
true.
A name
okay.
made up.
Heyman wages.
It is simply like if it was an American waffle, it's from the Americas.
Hold on.
Time out here. Heyman. Rick.
Yeah, Rick weighs in. I think he's back in Nebraska. Belgian waffles are from Belgium.
Yes.
Well, then we're right.
They're not. They're the name though is not Belgium.
But still, they're from. But that doesn't even matter. N or M doesn't matter to me.
We can call them Belgian waffles.
Yeah, we can call them Belgian waffles, and no one's going to call us out on that. And
there's actually been a couple of people that.
Well, they're from Belgium. So I'm not. We're not the idiots here, Steve.
No. I never called you idiots.
I think I heard it. It's not like it's like no. They were discovered in New Jersey.
Oh
no, they came from Belgium.
Belgian waffles.
And some funny guy to say, let's just make them Belgian and change one word. Yeah.
It is from Belgium.
I just thought, but you did say a second ago, so they have nothing to do with Belgium, and you said that's correct.
I said it appears not.
It appears not. So the person the most off here is Swim by far.
I don't know. You guys messed up a whole letter. I mean, there's a lot of people on the text line that are on both sides of the aisle here. Yeah. See, who in Columbus, Bill?
We don't do that.
Okay.
This section.
Sorry. Swim. That's.
Oh wow.
I was gonna include. Oh, you. I don't know
where this show's going. I don't know where it's going. Let's do mailbag.
I don't know either.
Let's do the mailbag real quick.
I don't know if that was an oh. Wow.
I don't know what to do. Oh, that's song God. Of the day, Swim. It's song of the day. Oh, I don't have a pen.
That's it.
You know, I've said this. I think I've said this privately. Oh. I'll say this publicly now. Is that I don't know if I've ever met two people that cannot handle change worse than you guys. I've said that to you privately. I've said that to you privately, guys.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too.
And I just don't
better
know.
Times. The show's built on it.
Anyway,
it is sports talking better times.
We have Tamara a T-shirt. Tammy made a T-shirt. What's the T-shirt say, Steve?
Sports talking better times. And Tamara nailed it.
Yeah.
God bless her. She's a nice woman, by the way.
We have a question from Bubba that actually refers to the Ruhlmans, which, by the way, this is how this all started. Make sure you join them for their Mother's Day brunch from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on May 11th. Mm-hmm. Bubba asks, gentlemen, my wife and I are going to Ruhlmans for our 14-year anniversary, and I need some recommendations. What are your suggestions?
Well, first of all, you start backwards.
No, don't start backwards.
Yeah, you start backwards. You start with a dessert.
No.
You start with a dessert. That's what I would do right away. I'd start with the cookie skillet and get two scoops of ice cream, which is incredible. It goes back and forth with it. I know that Jake had some sort of roasted chicken that he raved about. Myself, this is bad. I usually don't go with the steak. I used to go with something else that's a little bit different. And like I said, the walleye that I had there was incredible.
Yeah, my dad had the walleye.
It'd be one of two for me. It'd be walleye or the Chilean sea bass.
Phil, I mean, this was months ago, right when they actually opened up. Phil brought in some burgers, and those were spectacular.
They were spectacular.
Everything he does. Burger on your anniversary.
Everything he does is spectacular.
Hey, it's fine. I would say...
Yeah, what was the shot at burgers?
Yeah.
I think if burgers are great.
Is there a problem?
I'm telling
with
you right
burgers?
Now, if me and my wife are on our anniversary and she gets the bacon cheeseburger, I'm not freaked out like, hey, it's our anniversary. I'm like, no.
Okay, it was a mild.
How
shot.
Dare you get a burger?
Now I would just add the broccolini. I would just make sure you include the broccolini. Okay. They have really good broccolini. Don't laugh at me, Swim.
And Phil will sit down with you and ask him how we just give me the brief version of how you invented Gallup. And so that's always funny. He invented Gallup.
Is that so?
Yes. You made me feel like Belgian waffles were made in New Jersey. They're directly were originated from Belgium.
Like Amsterdam.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys called them Belgium waffles.
They're made in Belgium.
Yes.
So the grammatically correct phrase is Belgian.
They're made by Belgium.
But you
people.
Also said out loud, yes, that has nothing to do with Belgium. And then the flood came in. Actually, it does. So me and Steve will stand.
In a roundabout way.
We will stand with our. Matter of fact, there's no chance I ever call one a Belgian waffle. It's going to be a Belgium waffle.
Belgium
to me.
Waffle.
Even when the bag clearly says Belgium.
Yes.
Okay.
100%. And the only pre-made waffles, as far as pre-made, and that's an Eggo. And
you ate a lot of those.
And they're incredible. I have a box in my freezer right now. That's the one, the emergency plan, when there's nothing to eat, just make me a waffle.
Interesting. There's more than one, though, right?
Eggo, you got to do two. Yeah.
They started downsizing them, too, so a little bit of an issue.
A lot of things got downsized after COVID. Go ahead.
COVID-19.
Is that what happened?
COVID-19. Jake had COVID.
Did he? Yeah.
We're elderly. Mm. We're in harm's way.
We're in the petri dish here.
Either way, Nebraska basketball yesterday announced that Luca Virgilio's role is going to shift to general manager.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same?
Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
In his new role, this comes from the Huskers Athletics website. Virgilio is going to oversee and manage the composition of the roster and player acquisition, including high school and international players, and transfer portal recruiting, as well as player evaluation and retention. He's also responsible for all men's basketball operations, which is our overseeing budget and scheduling and on-campus recruiting. A lot of word jumble there. Yeah. But basically, Luca Virgilio is a very busy and very busy guy, has a lot of titles and job responsibilities.
Hope he got a raise. Did he get a raise? Hope he got a raise.
It wasn't announced. When you read that, those duties, it just sounds like he's the head coach.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, I mean,
why don't you think about
this? Wait a second. He oversees and manages the composition of the roster. Seems like a head coach job. And player acquisition, including high school and international players,
which would usually fall back on
transfer portal.
I imagine Rick Pitino's involved in that,
right? As well as player evaluation and retention. Man, yeah, he better be. He better got a healthy raise.
I've always wondered now, where will the GMs, football, basketball, sports, where will they be? Will he be like up on, you know, around the walkway up top, arms folded, watching the game?
Prototypical.
A lot of
GM.
Time you see they'll show a box and they'll see the owner and the GM in the box. Yep. Is that where will the new GM be for Nebraska?
I wonder where the football. Hold on a second. The new football GM is Pat Stewart.
That's correct.
Is he just on the sideline now?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would imagine so. But there's more room on a football sideline than there is on a basketball bench.
Lucas, I bet, will be. Now, Lucas is always on the sideline.
He has been.
And I imagine that's where he'll stay. Yeah. I don't think he'll be up in a box with his arms folded and a suit on. he might. That he would be taking it pretty seriously if he did. Yeah.
If I were the GM in football, I would be in a box of some sort. I would not be
right
down.
Right now?
Yeah,
if LSU hired as a GM, would you comport yourself that way?
Any place you go, yeah, I'd be in the box. Because here's the reason why. What's your reasoning to be on the sideline?
You're serious.
I'm really big on sideline. Have some role, not just hanging out. So your role at that time, I don't think he's making a suggestion on 3rd and 10 on what to do, or all of a sudden like that. Hey, or just tell some guy, you know, misses a couple tackles. Your time's short. Don't be thinking that check will be a little light next week. You know, it's not happening.
You know, you're serious right now.
Dead serious. I would be. Yeah. You can overall see things better if you are, and you're doing some things during that time to see better. You still have the film to be able to see. But when you don't have an exact job, that's always the question everyone says. Okay, what is everyone have all these people down there? What are they actually doing?
If there's
anybody down there that doesn't have a job, a role during the game, and it might be one too, where it's like, Yeah, he might not get used, but he has one job, and the head coach may ask him one question, then he's got value.
Got a role.
Yeah. If not, if no one's asking a question, you have nothing to do with the game, nothing to do with whether or not we're going to, you know, defer or take the ball or whatever it is like that, don't do it.
We have fell into a meaningful discussion. I got to ask Bill a question. We've covered Lucas.
Luca.
Thank you. You've worked for a lot of head coaches. Are some more stringent than others on sideline? Who's on the sideline? Are some more stringent than others?
Not overly. Okay. The conversation is always, it's just to make sure, okay, trainers, how many, does everyone have a job? What is the role? What is the role of the strength staff? They would have a very strength staff on game day. They're getting the players ready to go through stretch, flex, warm up, all those things. There's always going to be a sense of a get back coach where they're trying to help control the sidelines.
Okay,
and they're also energy, you know, like that. It was very nice because I get pretty wound up, and so like that. So Coach Duvall would like here in Nebraska, he was incredible at it. He'd always have a hold. He'd grab a hold of my shirt.
Coach Duvall, what's the first name?
What's that?
Zach.
Strength coach. Okay. Yeah, strength coach. And so
there's been other Duvalls.
Yeah, but
they coached. Yeah. Bill would back that up, right?
There's correct. But anyway, he would always do a great job of being like holding me back. Because sometimes you get out on the field a little bit.
Really, Duvall would do that?
Yeah, but he did it so subtly, people probably didn't even know. Or he would talk to me or whatever, or say something like that. He was just kind of but also when he had time and he'd do all of his work, he would come up into our meeting room. So Zach would be around us, and so he was a big part of when that change made. For me, Zach Duvall was a huge part of success for those kids because of all the he did even more than he was ever doing.
Strength coach, was a very much behind the scenes in terms of media.
Yeah, absolutely.
Strength coach. He did not want to be interviewed. He wanted to stay behind the scenes. I like that about.
Yeah.
Him.
So anyway, like I said, the strength coaches, whatever their methodology is, what they do is incredible. But Zach was such a big part of it. But that was just a sideline. I always wanted him there. Mm-hmm. He was great to have there.
It's interesting to hear that. Now he's back with Scott at UCF.
Yeah, yep. He's running the show back at UCF. And then those guys will. I know they had a great spring. I've talked to several people down there.
Really? Yeah. Have you talked to Frosty?
I've not. I talked to others, but head coaches. That's not your normal. Probably the only head coach that I talk to quite often would be Whittingham at Utah.
I'd like to talk to Frosty.
Well, call him.
I don't know if he'll take it.
There's an interesting text that we got. We've gotten this question a couple of times throughout this segment, and it's been, who do the GMs report to? We're up against the clock here, but I think that's a conversation maybe that we can have in the 8 o'clock hour because there's a lot of curiosity.
We're bumping it back a full hour.
Circle back.
Okay, we can have it in the 7 o'clock hour.
Sometimes you'll lose being simple along the way.
But what I'm getting at is it's interesting because we just got done reading off the list of Luca Virgilio's responsibilities. And at the end of the year, who do we hold accountable?
Yeah, Pat Stewart's are very similar to this. Yeah. It's almost like a copy and paste situation.
Yeah.
They're very similar.
So I think that's you mentioned that, you know, we stumbled into a meaningful conversation. I think from that angle as well.
Well, there's all kinds of different, like I said, they're always going to, they can label all that stuff and do all that's great. You have one job, get a roster. That's your job.
Yeah.
Get a good roster. That's a GM job.
I definitely got the impression from Rule that Pat's, do not yawn when I'm talking ever.
You yawned? He was going to a live. He talks to Dannon, and this happened, and you're yelling at us for Belgian. Wow!
Yawned? Thank you for saying it correctly.
Wow!
Hey, what I was gonna say is I gotta think I was joking, Swim.
No, you weren't.
I have to think from listening to Rule that Pat Stewart reports to Rule, not no. Dannon. That was my read. In fact, I almost can remember
you said that on air.
Yeah,
or you said that was And so, however the pyramid is built and the chain of command is built, that I guarantee you, there's some places where the GM reports to the head coach, and there's some places where the GM reports to the AD. There's some place the GM might report directly to the president.
Swim, I'm going to tell you something right now. I've worked with Bill for 3 years on the air, and I've worked with Jake for 9. I've never seen him yawn. I've never seen him. Now, if he yawned,
well,
I didn't see
that's
it.
Great. Keep working with Jake.
He's got to go to Hawaii.
I never said
he
you couldn't work with
Hawaii every 2 years, and we have to honor that.
Go ahead.
We have to.
But if you were in the middle of a soliloquy of some sort, and
imagine
I yawned,
here,
you
weren't turn over to start talking to me.
Jeez.
I covered my mouth. I covered it. Jeez. Let's get to break. Song of the day. Song of the day. Aging gracefully is next.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.